Laura, so tell me about how you came up with the idea of your camphor blankets.
So the idea was inspired by the birth of my twin daughters, who are half British and half Bangladeshi. And so when they were born, we were gifted a really large collection of these traditional Bangladeshi canter blankets. And I was a bit overwhelmed at first, even with having two babies, how many of them there were, and kind of I wasn't quite sure what we were going to do with them. But I soon realized how incredibly useful they could be in all sorts of ways. And everywhere we were going, so this was back in the days when we were actually allowed out the house when the girls were first born. Then we were kind of getting stopped, and everyone was saying, you know, the vibrant colours and the beautiful stitching, that they were just sort of something really different. So I realised that there could be a market for them, and I'd had a long-standing dream to basically use everything I've experienced and learned from living and working in Bangladesh for 12 years to help other mothers whose position I could easily be in myself if circumstances were different. So I sort of put the two things together and thought maybe this could be my opportunity for doing something to help the mothers.
And just briefly, what exactly are camphor blankets? They're slightly different, I guess, to what people might expect from a normal blanket, are they?
So traditionally, canter blankets are made, basically, mothers would repurpose their old cotton saris and hand stitch them into ultra soft multi-layered blankets for their babies. But what we're doing is we're reworking the traditional approach to meet global hygiene and safety standards, but we're still retaining the principles of repurposing and reusing fabric. And we want to bring the rich textiles heritage of Bangladesh to a wider audience.
So you're kind of going into my next question. So Bangladesh is obviously known for its garment sector, but we also have some understanding that unfortunately a lot of fabric can be wasted in supply chain, particularly as factories are sort of expected to keep up with changing fashion trends and the linear economy. How does then the cushy canter blankets then engage with sustainable practices in their manufacturing?
So basically, we are partnering with sustainably minded members of the Bangladeshi garments industry to rescue some of the dead stock fabric. I mean, as you say, in the garments industry, sadly, a lot of fabric gets wasted at various stages of supply chain. So we are reclaiming and repurposing that fabric, and we use it for the inside layers of our blankets.
And how do the blankets then support the mothers who create them?
So the first step is around providing sustainable incomes. But as you know, we're still at the very early stages at the moment. So we're about to launch a crowdfunding campaign that's going to hopefully enable us to set things up properly in Bangladesh and create the first collection of blankets. But once things are hopefully properly up and running, then we'll also be, once we actually have some profits, then we'll be reinvesting those in the communities, and we'll be speaking to the mothers who make the blankets to understand what their priorities are in terms of kind of broader community impacts.
Yeah, so I guess one of the things I do love about this story is the fact that a lot of the time when we buy clothes, we don't know where they're made or who's made them. But I guess with this particular brand, you create a sense of community, particularly amongst mothers. How and what does it mean to you?
Yeah, so I think I mean I've been living and working in Bangladesh, as I said, and other kind of similar contexts for many years, working on sort of more traditional kind of donor-funded charity sector products. And it was really kind of when I became pregnant myself, and I was working out in Bangladesh, I was working on the humanitarian response to the Rohingya refugee crisis at the time. And I guess it just hit home more than ever in terms of like all the opportunities I'd be able to provide for my daughters compared to the mothers all around you. And I think there's really something about becoming a mother that you sort of become part of this global community of women that wants to do everything they can to give their children the best possible start in life. So yeah, basically the ultimate kind of goal of Cushy Canter is to create opportunities for other mothers to provide for their children with dignity and build better futures for the next generation.
And I understand probably the hope is that these blankets aren't just used once when they're babies, but they can be utilized in more various ways throughout their life. Tell me a bit more about that.
Yeah, so I mean when they're really little, I mean so our girls actually, I've got this lovely photo of them which kind of particularly inspired the idea of being swaddled in their newborn blankets when they were born in St George's Hospital in Southwest London, which is actually the same hospital where I was born, kind of 30 years before. And so when they were really little, we were using them, you know, to kind of to swaddle them in, like in the pram, to line the pram as well, line the Moses basket, line basically babies create a lot of mess. I won't go too much into the gross details, but yeah, I really realized, particularly because they wash really well in the washing machine, they dry really quickly, so you can kind of use them. I mean, quite often when we'd be out and about as well, especially having two babies, so we've got twins, you know, you have a changing mat and your changing bag, but obviously if one of them does a bit of an accident, then you can kind of whip out the blankets and use them as a bit of a makeshift changing mat. But then as they've got older, we've used them. I mean, the girls love using them now for their dolls and, you know, doing little tea parties and kind of imaginative play. You can use them as play mats inside, outside, back, you know, when we start being able to go on holidays again and out for picnics and things. So yeah, the idea is that they're really made to last and kind of withstand the daily, you know, wear and tear of life with a little one, and also to be passed down from child to child as well.
And you've chosen to launch them on the 22nd of April, which coincides with International Mother Earth Day. Why have you chosen this day?
Basically, I thought it kind of encapsulates everything that we're all about, really. So, I mean, the idea is that the blankets are, I mean, our tagline we use is embroidered with empowerment from mother to mother. So the idea is, you know, as a mother, you're purchasing something for your baby that then enables another mother to be able to provide for her children. And then the other key aspect of our mission as a social enterprise is around environmental sustainability. You know, our children are the ones who are going to inherit the earth, so we want to pass it down to them in the best state possible. And that was kind of the, I mean, that's the whole sort of the Kantra tradition, which is around reclaiming and repurposing fabric, and creating baby blankets that are made to last. I guess the other important aspect of them being multi-purpose is the fact that, so quite often when you're pregnant, I mean, I remember being really overwhelmed with all these lists of things that you're told, oh, you need this and you need this. And it kind of seems like this never-ending shopping mission. But the fact that our blankets can be used in so many different ways, it means you can buy less and buy better.
I particularly love that value, embroidered with empowerment. Laura, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to me. I'm sure you're very busy, and I'll let you get back to your gorgeous baby twins.
Thank you. It was so lovely. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share what we're trying to do.
No worries. Take care. Have a good rest and have a lovely Easter weekend.
Thanks. You too.